listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk BULQ, the easy way to source when it comes to tax time. Ooh, it's coming. You already know it pays to be prepared. We talk about this all the time. Tax and business attorney Barbara Weltman is here with us now to help us. She's a top 100 small business influencer, founder of Big Ideas for Small Business, and author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2017, Your Complete Guide to a Better Bottom Line, and J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2017. If your library is not filled with Weltman books yet, it should be.
But this is so exciting because it's your guide to everything deductible.
Yeah, we like that.
This is big.
So, Barbara, what's the most important thing as an eBay seller that we or he or she or we need to know when filing taxes?
There's so many considerations. One certainly is that don't be afraid to take the home office deduction if that's where your principal place of business is. In other words, that's where you're conducting your eBay activities, even if it's a sideline. It can be a really good deduction for you. You just have to use the space regularly and exclusively for business. So kitchen table for packing up boxes, that won't fly. But I think that the home office deduction is really a good break.
But Mr. IRS person, we do our work sitting in front of the TV at a little table.
Well, that's not going to be your home office.
Right.
But if you use a corner of a family room exclusively for business, mm-hmm. that could be a home office. In other words, you don't need a physical partition or an actual full room to be your home office.
And should that space be dedicated to only selling, or is it a shared space?
It has to be dedicated to that particular, to your big business activity.
But she's saying you could do a portion, like, of your family room where you have your desk and your whatever. You take the measurements and then you...
Precisely. And you can even now, you don't have to figure out all the expenses. All you have to do is use an IRS simplified method, which is $5 per square foot up to 300 square feet of space. So it's kind of easy now, and that's important.
Your entire garage, Griff.
Yeah, maybe it's your garage for storing...
do you have your car in there?
No. Yeah, right. I could fit my car in there. Yeah. Nah, not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what... Well, speaking of your car, I think many people within eBay business do use their vehicle, whether it's a car, truck, or van, for picking up supplies or dropping off
post office
stuff at UPS going to the bank or whatever. Any of those business related trips, especially just to and from a home office, count as long as you have the records to show that you did the business driving. And this could be a written record, or you can use an app for this purpose.
Hey, Barbara, what, in your opinion, what's the most common mistake small business owners make when it comes to taxes?
Well, the most common it happens to be not keeping the records that you need and really missing out on what are legitimate write-offs if you don't have the records that are required. So specifically for travel and entertainment, your car mileage, those kinds of things require specific record keeping in the tax law, and if you don't have it, you lose it. So be sure to make sure you get your records together. Plus, I think many small businesses use paid professionals to prepare their returns, and so you're really costing yourself money in terms of professional fees if you don't keep good records throughout the year and present your professional with just the numbers. So they don't want to see a shoebox of receipts.
My mother worked for H&R Block during tax season for about 15 years, just during tax season. Mm-hmm. And her job was to take all these people's receipts and figure them out.
Yeah,
and people literally brought them in shoeboxes.
I know that happens, but really, you're costing yourself money. And today, it's so easy with online cloud solutions for record keeping. You don't have to know anything about numbers. You just make entries for your income and your expenses, period. And the software, the cloud, it does it all for you. And then it's all in one place, and it's you're required to keep books and records if you're in business. So you might as well do it to not only know whether you're being profitable or not, but also to have the information handy at tax time.
Yeah, it'd be awful hard every year if somebody asks the question, so how successful is your business?
I don't know.
So, Barbara, what are some key tax breaks for online sellers, specifically ones that sellers may not really be aware of?
Well, I think that almost everything that you incur that's business-related is going to be a write-off, but you have to determine whether it's going to be a deduction or a credit, and you have to know the rules specifically for taking those write-offs. So, for example, someone who's just getting into business, they're planning to start an eBay business, they really haven't opened their doors yet, but they're incurring expenses, perhaps doing some research and legal things to get started and whatever, that could produce a write-off for startup costs in the first year of business. So even though you weren't in business when you incurred the costs, you could treat it as a write-off when you get started. So don't overlook something like that.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a dollar limit on it, but certainly for most eBay businesses, that's not going to be an issue. So, that's one thing. One of the things I just thought maybe we'd like to just briefly mention are some of the things that just got released today with respect to the bill proposed in Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare, because it has a lot of tax breaks that would impact self-employed individuals, small businesses, and I think would be kind of favorable. And we don't obviously know what the final measure will be and if and when it would get passed, but it's certainly something keeping an eye on. And for example, increasing greatly the amount that you could put into a health savings account, which is really a great option, especially for self-employed people who want to keep their insurance costs down, because you get a high deductible health plan, which is a modest cost, and then you put money into your own savings plan, and you can use that money to cover your out-of-pocket costs, your deductibles and co-payments that aren't covered by your insurance plan. So they're allowing a greater contribution. The contribution's tax deductible. The earnings build up tax deferred, and when you take it out to pay for qualified expenses, it's tax free. So this is something to really keep an eye on as this new law proceeds.
One of the things I'd be interested in knowing about the new law when it comes out is for people who are like on Medicare, but they want, you know, Medicare doesn't pay for everything, all right? So will they be allowed to have tax-free savings accounts?
Well, of course, right now they cannot, because once you're on Medicare, you can't make contributions to a health savings account. You can use the money you've accrued in the account and built up there if you haven't used it over the years, and that's a great thing, but look, as I said, this is the early stages of legislation. The devil's in the details. Let's see what happens going forward. Maybe that'll be one of the things that change. Look, there was another bill that proposed eliminating the age limit on contributing to an IRA. So, because we know now 70 and a half and you can't put money into an IRA anymore.
Yeah, and you're still working.
Yeah, even if you're still working, exactly. So there's a lot of things happening in Congress that I think will be beneficial practically and tax-wise to many small business owners, especially self-employed individuals.
So I hope you will be keeping us up to date on those things.
I sure will.
Which means you have to come on the show.
Anytime.
We don't drag her kicking and screaming. We call her nicely.
I should hope so.
It's a pleasure. It's been many, many. I was trying to think back about how long we've been doing this, and I don't know. I think is it 20 years?
No.
It feels like 20 years.
It feels like 20 years, but it's more like 14.
14 years.
Yeah, almost. June will be 14 years.
Well, there you go.
And we do appreciate you. You know that.
Well, thank you so much.
So the tax legislation that's currently pending is going to affect e-commerce. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm sure you're referring to the border adjustment tax, which is one of the pointers that's being discussed as a way to dramatically cut the corporate tax rate. And what it would mean would be that businesses would not be able to deduct the cost of their imports, and many eBay sellers get their goods overseas. And so we don't know. I have no idea whether the whole proposal will fly and how it will come out in the end, and whether there are going to be small business exceptions. Because already, in terms of they want to cut the deduction for net interest, in other words, borrowing, the interest on borrowing, but they're already talking about a small business exception. So hopefully smaller businesses will be able to not be subjected to adverse tax rules.
Give us your number one tax tip for eBay sellers.
Number one tax tip for eBay sellers is eBay sellers, you're a business, just like any other business, and treat it as such. Being casual about it really can cost you money. So keep good records, review your records, and work with professionals to make sure that you come out ahead.
Barbara, we always appreciate it when you come on.
Well, thank you.
Where do you live?
I'm in Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh.
I hope the weather's good where you are.
Fabulous.
That's fantastic.
We're over here in California.
I know. You're pretty nice where you are, too.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Got that right. So, Barbara, how long have you been, you're an attorney.
That's right. But I don't practice. Now what I do is provide content and help support small business.
Very, very
small
good
business.
Content.
Yeah, help support small business.
Well done, Barbara.
You can check out Barbara's content at BarbaraWeltman.com. It's lots of great stuff there. This segment was brought to you by Bulk. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
We're always on the lookout for interesting and relevant eBay Radio guests who can help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with your fellow sellers, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on past episodes to get to the archives, then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the web form. We'll get back to you ASAP and maybe see you on the radio soon.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.